Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Generic Live Show. This is GLS for January 7th, 2015. I'm Dale Campbell, delivering your weekly dose of generic goodness from around Australia and the globe. This is more a US-based generic live show today, but that's okay. That's okay. Hey, the news cycle works in mysterious ways. So, but this is mostly a US based show with a couple of. I've got an announcement at the end of the show that's quite localized, but we'll get to that towards the end of the episode. We've got a huge, huge show for all of y'all tonight. We have CES, the Consumer Electronics Expo, is underway. Day two is about to begin over in the US. Did I mention? Yeah, 7th of January 2015. About day two about to start over there. We're going to recap and some of the cool gadgets that came out before the show and during the day one of the show and over the course of the conference in general. And we're going to wrap up some of the day one goodness from the show. And we're going to wrap up with a little discussion point that I could not undergo. Like, I could not give it up. I couldn't let it wait another week. So let's get into some of the headlines, which starts like this. Alrighty, the headline section we're actually dedicating to the only to the gadgets of the show, because they're quick, quippy little story. We've got a few articles to talk about at length after the break and after the sponsorship message. But let's get into it. After an absence of 3 years, fantastic start, I can't even read my own scripts. Kodiak is returning to CES with a range of innovative consumer products, including action cams and baby monitors. Odd. Building on a history of digital and video cameras, Kodiak will be introducing a line of PIX Pro cameras, SP360 action cam, which provides a 360-degree view. In addition, Kodiak will be showing off a smartphone as well as a line of headphones and earbuds. Returning to its photographic roots, Kodiak will be demonstrating the Kodiak Picture Kiosk and My Kodiak Moments app for making prints and other photo products from mobile devices. Finally, Kodiak will be bringing out the baby monitoring system, CFH-BVEA 10, which has already earned prestigious CES Invention Award in advance of the show. Quote, Kodiak is one of the world's most powerful brands, and we intend to renew it and apply it to extend our consumer business and grow the company, end quote, said Stephen Overman, President, Consumer and Film Division and Chief Marketing Officer. Quote, the world's love affair with Kodiak Moments has spanned more than a century. Building on that legacy, Kodiak today presents a broad range of consumer products that are reliable, easy to use, accessible and easy to use, end quote. And I do have to warn you that today's show is filled with model numbers, so that's going to be fun to read off a script. That's not going to sound jaded at all. Moving along to Audio-Technica. They'll be introducing a wide range of products for listeners at CES. They'll be expanding their lineups with new brand additions. Their Sonic Sport earbuds lineup will extend with new models for fitness-oriented wearers. These over-ear earbuds, or over-the-ear earbuds, same thing, will be showcased in the quote-unquote Find Your Fit demonstration that includes an actual climbing wall. Not a fake climbing wall, an actual one. The purpose is to demonstrate the headphones' comfort, stay-in-place fit, and sound quality. Sonic Sport earbuds will include several models, flexible memory, cables that loop over the top of the ear, hinged ear hooks, or earpieces that monitor the hollow of the ear. In addition to Sonic Sport earbuds, Audio-Technica will be exhibiting the new ATH-W1000Z ear over-ear headphones, the Sonic Pro ATH-CKR10 in-ear headphones, and the Sonic Pro ATH-MSR7 over-ear headphones. Indiegogo darling TrackR is at CES to show off the latest incarnation of its mini trackers, the TrackR Bravo. If you're not familiar with Checkout products, they are small, coin-sized devices which easily attach to valuable items that want to track from keys to laptops and even pets. If you do misplace something prestigious, the Checkout app for both iOS and Android can locate any lost item in seconds by ringing your missed item, ding, fries are done, or by using Checkout's distance indicator. If you're really lost, you can use the GPS to track it down. Pretty nifty things, actually. So we've really needed something like this. So Tracker, of course, founded on Indiegogo. So they've actually come up with some interesting tech from Indiegogo, and now they've expanded out to be a whole lot more. LG today announced the second iteration of its curved smartphone, the G Flex 2. Building on innovation and success of the first generation, G Flex, the Flex 2 arrives with a more advanced design, faster performance, and most importantly, greater convenience. The G Flex 2 is beyond its predecessor with groundbreaking curved profile. The new smartphone incorporates a range of curves from a radius of 400 millimeters to 700 millimeters from the front, back, sides, and top to bottom edges. The curved layers delivered a slicker, more dynamic appearance to the G Flex 2. It looks pretty nifty in some of the photos too. Specs-wise, the LG Flex 2 sports a 5.5-inch full HD curved POLED screen at 1080 by 920 pixels or 403 ppi, driven by a Qualcomm Adreno 430 GPU. The phone itself is powered by a 2.0 gigahertz octa-core Qualcomm Snapdragon 810 with 2 GB of RAM and 16 GB of RAM. That doesn't make sense. They're both run by RAM. Running Android Lollipop out of the box. Usefully, there's an SD card slot to expand storage if need be. I think it's 16 GB actual hard drive storage, but they both say RAM here. I don't know. Writing error on my part. Shut up, I'm not perfect. Other features include the 13 MP cameras with optical image stabilization and uniquely in smartphones, a laser autofocus in the front of the camera is 2.1 megapixel cameras, which is less than some other smartphones. As expected, it is in a 4G LTE unit with Wi-Fi 802.11ac and APX compatible Bluetooth. Best of all, the battery does not skimp with a sizable 3000 mAh. There's also a fast charge feature that will boost battery up to 50% in under 40 minutes. Griffin Technology will have a busy CES lineup. One of their new product range the company is debuting will bring joy to those of us who obsess over keeping cables and connectors tidy. This line provides a variety of solutions designed to organize essential cables in a clutter-free car, home, and office workspace. The lineup consists of four initial products and will grow over the course of 2015. The guide, sleeve, hanger, and clip are simple yet extremely functional products to keep cables organized. The guide is described part cable management and part building blocks. It is designed to allow users to have necessary cables right where they want them. The guide consists of three magnetic pieces, variants in shapes, that attach onto a steel base to capture and guide cables. The different sizes of the magnetic pieces allow for cables of varying sizes and lengths to be held in place. Guide will be available in a variety of material options in Q2 of this year and retailing starting at $29.95. Very inexpensive. Three more headlines here, which is all we had time for to put in the lineup. There's a shitload more from every other company that you can think of, but we'll pass it up at three more here. Roku has announced a raft of news reinforcing its platform for both Roku TV and the move to 4K transmission. After announcing Roku TV at last year's CES 2014, has seen Roku TV available for both TCL and Hisense TVs, available from major retailers like Walmart and Best Buy. For 2015, TCL is going to release 12 models over the year with Roku built in t Roku TV built in. I really need to slow down, but I need to power through these headlines. Which is good news from one of the fastest growing brands in the US. Excuse me, extending the availability of Roku TV, two new partners have been unveiled. Haier and Insignia. Insignia TVs with Roku will be on sale in the spring exclusively in Best Buy, with Haier Motors arriving in the summer. For non-US people, Insignia is a Best Buy brand, hence why they are mutually exclusive. The Haier Roku TV 4 series smart LED TVs will be available in a range of sizes from 32 inches to 65 inches. The 40 inch and 65 inch models will come with full HD resolution and a sound chamber that produces enhanced sound quality with superior dampening and improved mid-range response, clearer and deeper bass, no treble, as well as overall richer sound texture, no treble. Smart key and lock company Okdees, stupid name, has released an open API to easily allow third-party developers to integrate with its products. Developers that build apps and devices that work with the company's system, hence why I didn't really have to say the company's name, but I do in 2 seconds, will be allowed to display its quote-unquote "work with Okdees" label on its products, so consumers can easily and can immediately, rather, tell if their products are playing nicely with their smart keys and locks. Quote, "Collaboration and interconnectivity is what makes the Internet of Things a reality for the average user," end quote, said Pascal Mativa, a founder and CEO of OpenWays and Okdees. Okdees. Quote, "So many developers have fantastic ideas for creating innovative software solutions for people who use our smart locks, and we want to make it as easy as possible for them to make concepts a reality," end quote. The company's products use Bluetooth to communicate with connected devices. Users can lock and unlock doors using the company's website or via their iOS or Android apps. The system allows users to create, share, and revoke access for family, friends, and others, such as babysits and trusted service people, and receive notifications when doors are being operated. Smart keys may be created with date and time limits. Smart locks will work with existing dead bolts and install easily on the interior of your front door without drilling or wiring. Again, making it a reality for the average user. Finally, the final geek toy that we'll identify in the headlines of CES is Impissia will introduce the Alert Band. This is actually a pretty cool story, so I'll take my time on this one. The wearable early warning Bluetooth fatigue detector for drivers. It was created after a friend of the person who developed the Alert Band was severely injured in a car accident. Another driver fell asleep at the wheel and hit the friend's car. Impissia, the Alert Band photo with man to use the Alert Band. A driver needs to wear it on his or her forehead. There are sensors in the Alert Band that monitor and analyze brain waves. It can determine the driver's fatigue level. The zero indicates that the driver is fully awake, and 100 means that the person should not be driving. Those who receive a fatigue score of 80 and above, of course, are considered dangerous. Those should stop driving and take rest immediately. The alert band can send real-time notifications and alarms to not only the driver's smartphone, but also the smartphones of his or her friends and family. It can also send alerts via social media. The warning can be sent out 3 to 5 minutes before the driver starts to doze off and fall asleep. The notification alarm is intended to wake up the driver and save lives, realistically. Impissia says that it has done years of testing of the alert band with hundreds of participants on a simulator. The alert band is said to be 90% accurate. It requires Bluetooth 4.0 technology to connect to either Android or iOS smartphones via an app that actually comes with the alert band. It also has a rechargeable battery that lasts for up to 20 hours. It's a pretty cool device. Oh, that's really, really freaking cool. So I thought I had to tail end the show with that. And that is a look at some of the cool gadgets from CES. Alrighty, drink break time. Drink break time. I've started to make fun of this on all of my shows, my solo shows where I have to take a drink because I don't have anyone else to bounce off, so I constantly have to pause and take drinks. And well, not on this show, but on other solo shows, I constantly have to pause and take drinks. Sometimes I miss the pause button too. It's hilarious. At any rate, you can support the show because we're on the Geek.io Podcast Network and Chef on the Podcast Networks. You're going to head on over to geek-io.net/support. See, I'm not going to mess it up this time, as I have on other shows this week. Hey, it's not my fault. I've had things in the pipeline for over 3 months and kind of forgot about them and didn't update the show notes. It ain't my fault. Or you can become our boss, which will further help the network by going to patreon.com/geek.io and giving an amount over there. And we have some pretty cool stretch goals available. So that is patreon.com/geek.io if you want the show to become more than what it currently is. Actually, all the shows on Geek.io benefit from that. Alrighty, let's. Alright, so I've got two Gizmodo articles and a CNET article, but I'm doing the CNET article last because it kind of sums up everything from CES thus far in day one. Let's look at an article by Campbell Simpson, which is ironic considering those people who know me. Let's talk about Sony's presence at CES. Everyone was nervous about Sony's presidents. Everyone's worried about their presidents. Our presence at CES because of the most recent hacks, which they did acknowledge, by the way. Which they kind of really, really didn't say much. They kind of skirted away, and I know there's different kind of angles of Sony, and that's the movie side, but they did at least acknowledge the hacks in their keynote. Sony's all about that 4K, no HD, which is going to be the show title, by the way. All about that 4K, no 3D. All right. Because they were talking about 4K television, 4K camcorders, 4K action cams, 4K video productions, 4K movies, 4K TV, and 4K coffee. No, they weren't talking about 4K coffee. Bravia, of course, they're pairing up with to get into the more so into the 4K universe with its 4K Ultra HD. They've announced six. Excuse me, I got the hiccups from that peppermint coffee drink break earlier. Six new models for the Ultra HD TVs, which we'll get to TVs in just a sec. But one of the things that really, really got interesting was the Ultra HD TV will have the panel thickness that is, the most part, thinner than the Sony's own Xperia smartphones. So the TV will be thinner than your smartphone at 5 millimeters thick. That's insane. So new 4K action cam and 4K camcorder. The $1,000 price tag. So there's that. But the thing that gets me is the new Walkman, the MW-ZX2 Walkman. I love the fact that it's so model number-y that you have to be careful how you say it, otherwise you're going to get the model number completely wrong. And I found that in the headlines too. It's $1,200 for a Walkman in the 21st century, which is pretty much what it is, and it's pretty much how they described it. It's run on Android. It can install apps, but that's not all it's used for. Its primary use is to play the highest quality audio files in the mainstream, mind you. This is meant to be a mainstream device that plays the best audio quality out there. $1,200? It comes to Australia in March, so in 2 months you can actually get this for, I would assume, $6,000, because that's fun when everyone jacks up the prices for Australian people. No, it's going to be like 2,000, less than 2,000. So you can get that. But I don't know. Are people are into audio. Do they want to pay $1,200 for audio? Probably not. But it's a start. That's how I look at this device. It's definitely not the device. It's not the device we want. It's the device we need to actually start somewhere and go from there. So there's Sony's presence at. Holy shite! I just looked at the time. It's gonna be a huge show. I'm sorry, guys. Let's look at 3D Entertainment by Darren Orff. Another article on Gizmodo.com. 2 or 3 years ago at CES, you probably seen a lot of 3D TVs, but now it's 4K. Surprise! Apparently, new standardized formats of television has gotten expired within 2 years, so funny that. But there's 4K. No one's talking about 8K yet, so we're obviously slowing down that middle ground model. We're going to settle on that middle ground jump, because realistically, there was nothing between SD and HD, realistically, but there's an increment between that people were mentioning about 4K and 8K this time last year. But we're actually going to slow down and get 4K under our belts before we move to 8K. But the thing that really is skeptical here is that people know that 8K, while it's not available much, that it still exists and will still be innovated on past that point. So that's the kicker, is do we jump on this all about the 4K business, or go wait until the next innovation of 8K, which who knows when 8K is going to be around the corner, but do we wait for that next step? But everyone definitely knows that 3D is definitely dead. So there you go. Company Sharp and Sony are giving up the ghost and letting Google's Android TV be the brains in their brainy LED bodies. Funny that. Panasonic is adding the Firefox OS to its 4K lineup. So there you go. What else does this article say? It doesn't say much. But everyone's announcing 4K television, but no 3K televisions at this point in time. Let's look now towards day one of CES as a whole. CarTech, Ford introduced its new Sync 3 last month, but it mainly looked at the big picture today, CES, discussing ways cars can collect data in the future and adopt to road conditions and find parking and customize insurance for drivers. Didn't show off any cars on stage per se, but the CEO Mark Fields said that the company's focus isn't on marketing, but rather than bringing autonomous cars to the masses at the moment. Speaking of which, after driving its autonomous car from San Francisco to CES, Audi used the Prusa to herald the future of driverless cars. Before moving on to its new Q7 featuring Android Audio, Auto rather, and an Audi Talbot. Jesus, I can't talk. This is what happens when I plan huge shows, by the way, is I can't talk on. This is why I aim for a 25-minute show, but now with all the CES and headline goodness, and one story that I'll have to carry over to another show because I can't fit it on here. That's what happens, ladies and gentlemen, but we're not going to go there anyway. Anyways, so everyone's on the autonomous cars, so there you go. Intel, in real sense, Intel's press conference was the showcase event, but with plenty of new announcements. The chip manufacturer spent a great deal of time focused on RealSense, a system that uses a 3D camera. So 3D technology is not dead, it's just the televisions that are, to detect the real things, such as depth and gestures, in real time. HP made a cameo on stage to discuss the RealSense integration, holy shite, and its Sprout device. So there you go. So, yeah. Intel making a comeback, much like Kodiak. Of course, virtual and augmented reality was a thing. A panel of experts, including global heads at Oculus Rift VR and Cast AR, examined the change of nature of virtual reality and augmented reality and how major tech innovations will change our technology future. The company used CES to use their new Oculus Crescent Bay prototype. The new model adds to the immersion with spatialized audio to create 3D sound and the ability to move and walk around in virtual spaces. So, there you go. Dell launched a raft of new products at CES, from a small 13-inch laptop in the world, the compact and lightweight XPS 13, right through to the new iterations of the behemoth Alienware gaming laptops. The new Alienware 15 and Alienware 17 models are trimmed a little back in size, but you'll probably still want to avoid carrying them after around under your arm after the day at the gym. And some weird, wonderful things at CES. Pet tech has to be a winner, with Tag showed off the heat sensing pet tracker. Motorola used Spokes dog to show off Scout 5000, a GPS-enabled collar that allows you to see what your pet sees through a 720p camera, and even speak to it. Skechers also showed off sneakers with the Simon memory game integrated into the side of the shoe. While visitors were looking for a refreshing pro-show drink, they could contemplate a dropping a cool $1,100 on the Cube Bluetooth speaker with inbuilt cooler, and to stretch out those tired legs with the smart mat, an interactive yoga mat with built-in sensors to check if your yoga poses and guide you along the way. So there you go. And that is day one at CES. All right, so to finally, because we couldn't really make it all about CES, otherwise people can be like, "Oh, it's not generic enough." I don't know what that's meant to mean, but anyway, people really want variety from this show, so we're going to give them that by quickly telling you about 2,400 MS-DOS games now available online. And yes, some of them are porn. We are going to identify some of them as porn. And all of these are pretty cool. I put the link in the show notes for this episode. I'll put the link for the show in the show notes for this episode for the podcast version. But there's that. Some of them, though, just to quickly rattle them off. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, of course. Street Fighter 2, which, by the way, I love the fact that back then, in 1992, you could only go with USSR, India, China, Japan, USA, Brazil, and Japan. Two Japans. Two USA, Brazil, China, USSR, and India. They're the only regions you could play in. Back to the Future Part 3, Oregon Trail, Aladdin, Sim City, and what other ones do they list on this other article before I finish on the porn? Master of Oregon, The Lion King video game, which I loved. I might actually. Oh, I used to love playing The Lion King video game, though. Oh, I reckon that thing still holds up. You know what I'm gonna do? It's going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow I might actually crack open the Lion King game again. It was so basic, though. But the Lion King video game, so there you go. And there's two or the porn ones. You've got soft core, soft porn, two, which is a text-based porn game. So you need to use your imagination. And C Exomi X, which is a hot model, and you do things to the hot model on screen, and it does things. Wow, look at me describing a porn game. Yeah, you do things on screen, it does things, so you know there's that. Look at me trying to describe things. But anyway, that's the extent of me describing porn. Oh, they do things on screen. Anyway, that's gonna do it for the show. Thank you for listening. We had a huge show today. So, like I said, we're on the Chef Wonder and Geek Hour podcast network, chefwonder.squarespace.com/GLS, geek-io.net/GLS. Our Google Plus page, where you can add us to your circles and get up to date on all of the cool things happening over there on Generic Live Show, mainly the Google events. gplus.to/Generic Live Show. YouTube, where all the video archives of the show go up, pre and post show, sometimes pre show, depending on what time it is and how long the show is. YouTube.com/Generic Live Show, and you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/geek.io. Now, couple of things. I've got a tail end PSA for local listeners, so you might want to tune into that. So that'll book in the end of the show, right after the show promo. But after that, I have a PSA, so you might want to get that. But if you are following the GLS Plus Google Plus page, you would notice new artwork, and huge thank you to Savannah Singh for providing that artwork for the show. It was free, and she did it off her own bat. So thank you for that. That's gonna do it for the show. Thank you everyone for joining us. We'll see you next Wednesday for yet another GLS. Thank you, and have fun. Bye bye. Listening to a radio program provided by the Chef Wonder Media Network.
For this and other shows, visit chefwonder.squarespace.com. For more radio programs like this one. Copyright 2015. Yeah, see? 2015.
Copyright 2015. Geek.io.
You're listening to Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, where we watch bad movies to save you the pain.
I am Catwoman. Hear me roar.
Join us every single Tuesday as we pick a horrible grade movie and rip it apart. With your host, Dale Campbell.
Yes, and the one with the guy with the hockey mask.
Right here on the Geek.io Master Feed.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
This is a PSA for those residents living in the state of Queensland, Australia. The state government has announced the election to be held on the 31st of January 2015. The Australian Electoral Commission is encouraging all electorates to go to the aec.gov.au website to update their details by this Saturday, the 10th of January 2015, to ensure that your vote is heard on the day, or to make it easier as well on the AEC representatives to quickly keep lines moving. You can also go to the AEC website to find the local voting booths. They are located at your local high school. Not primary school, high school. High schools only. But go to the aec.gov.au for more details and ensure that your details are up to date by the cutoff date, the 10th of January 2015, for the election to be held on the 31st of January 2015. This has been a PSA for those residents living in Queensland, Australia, in regards to the federal election. Remember, elections are compulsory in Australia, and punishment for those who do not participate in elections without valid reasons will be done. Just as a friendly reminder. This concludes your friendly PSA. Thank you, and I hope you actually enjoyed this week's generic live show.